Kemah Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm thrilled to be chatting to Chef Callan Austin. We all know you from Dusk, Callan, but also now your recently opened Opa. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Jenny. It's always a pleasure to catch up and chat.
Well, we can only think of you in that fine dining guise at Dusk in Stellenbosch, where it's all soft and romantic, and now we've moved straight from that into Greek at Time Out Market. What caused this change?
Yeah, it is quite a leap from one to the other. So, you know, I was approached by Time Out initially when they opened, and I'd actually worked with Russell. He's the ops manager. He's the main guy there. Lovely guy. And the timing just wasn't right for me. I was still busy with a lot of things at Dusk and wanted to make sure that things were set up correctly before I did anything else. So I told them that maybe we can do something in the future. And as it be, Russ reached out to me again, when was it? Earlier this year. And I said, okay, cool. I feel like I can take something else on now. And obviously the nature of Time Out Market is much more casual. They only get the best chefs there to implement stalls that have something fresh and new and slightly more approachable. You couldn't really sit there and have a full 13-course tasting menu. So I got to thinking on what I felt the market was missing in terms of cuisine style. And I saw that, you know, there was definitely a gap for Mediterranean-style food, and I've always loved Greek food. You know, whenever I visit the Route 44 markets, I do a lap first for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then I head straight to the gyro place. So I just felt like, you know, gyros and Greek food in general, it's a lot like, you know, burgers and pizzas and maybe the bars, in the sense that you have a base ingredient, whether it be a pita or a bao bun or a pizza base or a burger bun, and then you can kind of build on top of that and, you know, make each one a little bit different. But from an operational point, it's a lot easier to execute because the volume there is absolutely insane. I was actually taken aback at how many people were in the waterfront yesterday. I got claustrophobic walking in the streets, like in the open streets. So that's definitely, you know, something that I thought about at length, is how can we make sure that we can pump out, you know, 200 to 300 sales a day without being too constrained by the operational side of getting all that food out.
And also not compromising on quality, because I think you made the point, we've got top chefs there, so people are expecting world-class food, and being known for, you know, the caliber of food at Dusk, you know, you've got to make sure that it's the same, just, you know, same game, but as good. So well done on you for doing something casual and daring and bold and exciting. I think Greek food always makes me feel like I'm on holiday, because it's casual and fun, and, you know, it's quite provocative flavors, lots of garlic. And what's your favorite dish on the menu there?
I mean, you're completely right. It is all about being fun and punchy flavors. I think probably my favorite dish on the menu is our lamb gyro. So it's got slow braised lamb shoulder with a bit of tomato in there. Super tender, quite fatty. We finish it on the grill so it gets a little bit crispy. And then it's got simply roasted cherry tomatoes, some good tzatziki, fresh pomegranate, mint, you know, all of lamb's favorite friends on one pita. And it's just Moorish and lekker, and you can sit and get a little bit messy when you eat it with your hands. Then I'd probably say that the second favorite is the halloumi pops that we do, which is just deep fried halloumi with a little tahini dressing and like a Mediterranean XO, if you could call it that. And Daniel, my head chef and ops manager there at Opa, came up with that one, which is actually really, really good. It's one of the most popular ones, or at least it has been over the past few days.
Sounds Moorish. I mean, if that noise you can hear in the background is actually my tummy rumbling. So I'll be sure to come and try some of your delicious sounding Greek food. And tell me, Callan, what's next?
Next, I've got something in the pipeline. I've been working with the new owners of Majeka House, which it's part of a group called The Living Journey. Frederick and Lorraine, absolutely lovely, lovely people. I just clicked with them from the moment I met them. And I'll be basically the culinary director for Majeka. And we're going to be setting up a new restaurant called Plenitude. It's all about abundance. Once again, slightly more approachable than Dusk, but with the same effort and creativity that goes into Dusk in a sense, in terms of the standard. You know, I really just want to be cooking good food that people can come once, twice a week even for the local market there, and, you know, as well as showcase, you know, a simpler, more approachable menu for the tourists as well. I think it's really going to become an institution. I mean, Majeco was always on the top of the lists when it came to boutique hotels, and I think with what Frederick and Lorraine and Desmond, the GM, are going to be doing there, along with myself, we have the potential and opportunity to make it an iconic hotel and restaurant again.
I have no doubt that you will make every success of Majeco House as you have done of the others. So thank you for telling us all about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Chef Callan Austin of Dusk and Opa. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.